This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, K-State alum, 2013 host of this podcast. If it's your first time listening to the show, thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this preview edition of the podcast. Football all the way to women's tennis and everything else in between. Men's, women's basketball going on, as they are definitely underway for the 2024-25 campaign. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here of this preview edition tonight. As, of course, I'm recording this podcast on Thursday night. This will be coming out tomorrow night, 24 hours ahead of K-State Senior Night against Cincinnati. We'll get into what they have to do, break out of, in just a second. We're on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your Kansas State podcast as well. And thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen today or tonight, whatever, on this podcast. This will come out tomorrow night. So there you go on that. And don't forget about our bonus channel over on Podbean. Probably at this time, maybe me and Alex will record fresh content going into the weekend. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Again, it's 50-50. We'll see. Nowadays, it's like, I don't feel like hopping over there, but we'll see. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Greer number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast. Alex Aiden, also a K-State alum as well. And we're just going to go ahead with 2014. I'll ask him. But I should know this, being what, 4 years in this podcast, 4 or 5 years, time has flown for this podcast, and it seems to be really getting out to the K-State Nation. So again, it's kudos to you guys. Thank you. We're gonna continue to give you K-State content our way, right? So that's what we're gonna do there. Speaking of which, getting our way, we hope to see K-State football get back on track tomorrow night. Not tomorrow. Well, yeah, it will be tomorrow. Tomorrow we're using this podcast, but Saturday, K-State, Cincinnati, and I was shocked. Well, from last week's performance, of course, but of course, looking at this, Cincinnati, 5-5 ball club. I thought usually senior activities usually with football at least appear in the, or at least in the last, before, well, during the Snyder era, happened at 11 o'clock, right? Now the last, what, this is like, what, the second or third straight year that senior night, that the senior activities, this football game will be quote unquote senior night. Cincinnati 5-5. And K-State, all hopes of a Big 12 title appearance or championship or college football playoff thrown in a garbage can, right? And you'd be remiss if you sit up in here and say, oh, I'm happy with a 7-1 season. No, we're not. No, we're not. We were expected. And look, and maybe we look at it differently. And I've listened to some other K-State podcasts today, and there's a lot of episodes I can just talk about, but that's never here or there right now. But I'm surprised that we got a prime time slot, to be honest with you. That's why I thought it was going to be 11 o'clock game, if I was going to be honest with you, given the fact that K-State eliminated themselves, the football team eliminated themselves from the Big 12 conversation. And any slim hopes of getting to the college football playoff last week with a terrible performance is Arizona State at home again. So that's the second straight year. Last year, remember, you got to go back, Iowa State. Last year in the snow, you blew that. And then here, again, not trying to rehash what I said in the reaction edition of the podcast of Arizona State. If you missed out on that, please go download it and check it out wherever you get your podcast on the Pearl Project Podcast feed. But I said, on a bye week, seriously? You're not ready to play? Again, it's just, you guys will get me started. This is no excuse whatsoever. I don't think this football team, Chris Klieman, Walker documented, and look, thankfully, he says he's good and whatnot, and Yeah, unfortunately, he's going through a rough time as well. Fortunately, now again, I don't know the situation, the exact situation. I don't know. I guess me and Chris Klein got something in common this year. Definitely know my situation, but for Coach Klein, I don't know. I don't know. So. But anyways, yeah, you gotta keep him in his family, thoughts and prayers, as he's still going through the ringer a little bit. But look, man, this is just no excuse. No excuse. Not ready to play. And for the second year in a row, in a meaningful game, you basically... I'm going to get in trouble. You basically shit the bed. If I will be bluntly honest here on the show. I was baffled that you had 2 weeks to get ready for Arizona State. Now, again, I didn't know no Bo Scadaboo or whatever his name is, or Levitt, anything else like that. but not be ready to play and not to correct the mistakes. Yeah, there's just something wrong. And I'm gonna be interested to see what happens Saturday night against Cincinnati. I think we all are. I think I speak for everybody of K-State Nation, right? Because if you're not gonna make changes in the midseason, you guys just wait. And even then, if there are, we ain't gonna know about it because Coach Klein, he ain't gonna say nothing unless like a Tim Fitzgerald or Fitz or any of the guys or Ryan Wallace or any of those guys that are closer, much closer to the team than we are out here in KC Metro area, cold ass KC Metro area up here in Missouri. But it's just if you're not stunned or shocked by what we saw out there last week, then I don't know what else to tell you. Because that was some bad football. And who comes off a bye struggling? for the exception of, and I hate to bring this up, postseason baseball. I definitely not going to touch that. But who doesn't get ready for a bye? That's a whole other conversation, by the way. But who doesn't get ready for, do you know what you're playing for? Apparently not. But it's just, I don't know. I'm still befuddled about what's going on. And yeah, I'm got a little concerned going in here for these seniors. Yes, Coach Chris Klein talked about, yeah, we have this one for these seniors. You better get it. You better have it because this is it. This is it for them. And of course, Iowa State next week. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things Kansas State Sports, Eddie Greer III, Cincinnati, Saturday night, 7, I believe. I might be wrong on this, but I'm going to check it anyways. I'm going to have to check it because... Ooh, boy. Let me check. I know it's 7. I think ESPN might have this game. Well, I have to double check it before really diving into it here. Let's see. Home finale, senior night. Let's go ahead and pull that up. ESPN 2. Yep, ESPN 2 will have this game. Brian Cluster and Rod Gilmore. We'll have to call on this game. Lauren Seisler on the sidelines there. ESPN2 in ha ha ha. Yeah, Cincinnati. That's surprising. Leads the series 4-2. And did we play this team last year? I can't remember. I don't think we did. For what it is. But anyways, the point what I'm saying is, look, man, Cincinnati. 3-4 in the conference. They're in the what? Oh damn, they lead the second half of the standings here. 5-5, 3-2 at home. They are 2-3 away from their friendly confines there as well. But it is all about how Casey is really going to bounce back. This is the story of the game. How are you going to bounce back? And hearing all the different injuries, whatnot. Keegan Johnson got injured before the game. DJ Gins has been beaten up. The offense coordinator not doing what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm talking about. Connor Riley not doing a great job. And I've called him out all year long in this podcast. He's been following along. And yeah, Chris Klein's not going to make change midseason. He's not going to do it right now. So that's unfortunate. So we're going to sit and wait. Unless, surprisingly, he goes ahead and makes a change. during bowl season, and everybody doesn't want that Liberty Bowl. That's another podcast I want to do. No Liberty Bowl, baby. Don't do it. Don't do it. But hey, K-State puts you. Hey, we put ourselves in the spot. So here we are. Are we gonna go Liberty Bowl bound again? I don't know. It all depends on what happens. Really, these last two games, you still have a chance. Either way, to have a 9-win season, and then your A goal, you still have a chance to get 10 wins. So after all that, for this team, it's crazy. You still have an opportunity for a 10-win season. Now, obviously, you limit yourselves from that. But look, Avery Johnson hasn't looked great. Oh man, it's blamed. All goes around. Offensive line has sucked. These long snappers, special team long snappers sucked. I mean, everybody's a go around. Now, can they rally themselves back for these two games? Absolutely. But it's to the point where we're later in the season and everybody knows that you're going to run the football. And Dylan Edwards, can you come back? You got nicked up against Arizona State and all this other stuff. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens. But there's some, at least there's some positives here. Austin Moore, let's see. I had that here. Also, let's see. Austin Romain, actually. The other one. Other Austin. 71 tackles. Is tied for actually inside the top 15 in the conference. Chris Tennant. Since he's been with K-State, we've talked bad about Chris Tennant. At least on this podcast, we know for damn sure. Chris Tennant this year, solid, despite all the terrible mishaps on a long snap, can't get it to the holder. 14 of 17, including the game winner against Kansas. If you don't make that, or if KU don't step on their own toes, we might be sitting here talking. We're definitely sitting here, and maybe go, and then you can take it a step further than that. Colorado, you don't eke out the hero, you don't pull out the Superman heroics there. You can't even talk about this team being a four-loss team. And then Tulane takes you to the limit early on in the season. And Tulane could be conference champions again. So we can go back and dissect this thing later, but right now, you're Avery John, you some of these young guys. There are a lot of veteran players on this team. Marcus Siegel, Austin Moore, Brennan Mott of the world. You want to send these guys out. If anything, out of Bill's Not a Family Stadium, their last time playing at the Bill with a dub. And, I do not want to come on here in this podcast Sunday morning or whatever the heck I record this podcast or whatever time I record on Sunday and rant about Kansas State can't beat Cincinnati. Ooh, man, it's going to be all-timer if we don't. But, I mean, yeah, so it's just, I don't know, it's to the point where, look, K-State, where's your pride at? Where is your pride at this point? Is it, okay, we have two games. All right, can we win these? We gotta take care of Cincinnati. Let's do it for the seniors one last time at the Bell. That's our goal. And then next week you want to beat your rival Iowa State, which you better get up for that. Your state to state rival, right? So because of what they did last year, I referenced that earlier on this podcast. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports preview. Cincinnati, Eddie Greer III, Cincinnati second half of the league, 5-5. Hang on, coming. Yeah, 5-5 coming into this match on Saturday night. Your K-State Wildcats 7-3 and looking to break a bad two-game losing streak. Eddie Greer III here for about two more minutes or so. But but yeah, man, this comes down to pride. No X's and O's because apparently, you know, we ain't learned nothing. So let's put it this way. Pride. How much pride do you have, Kansas State, on Saturday night? Can you play at least to your full capabilities? If you do not do that, if you do not do that, if you let Cincinnati hang around, and Cincinnati lost to Iowa State, by the way, last week, 34-17. If you do not do that, I don't need no, I don't want to hear no X's and O's or no numbers or at least any more numbers tonight. Anything else like that? Look, it's coming out of pride. Chris Klieman emotional and whatnot last week. How bad you want it? How bad? And the only way you can answer that Liberty Bowl question is win out. Win these two games, and maybe you can get to a Texas Bowl, something like that. You lose one of these games, or even lose both of them, going right back to that damn Liberty Bowl, or worse than that. I mean, yeah, so I've been hearing that all day long. Liberty Bowl, Liberty Bowl. I don't want to hear it. For the exception of me talking about it. But yeah, it's like, look, man, at this point, you know, we saw a little bit of the frustration. We saw some of that leadership. Avery Johnson last week, you know, frustrated offense, not waking up, anything else like that, not stepping up, making plays, whatnot. It's coming up. Saturday night, it comes down to pride. Playing for your seniors, playing for those that been here in this program, that want to be at this program, right? I've talked about that on an episode that is out wherever you get your podcast. I talked about that. Like, people don't want to be here and all this other stuff. We're back to where we started. A few years ago, COVID year, heard the same damn thing. Nobody want to be here and all that. Heard that last year, too. At the same time, we're right back to where we started. Right back to where we started last year after Iowa State. That bad performance in the snow led people off the hook. We're right. This team ain't learned. This coaching staff ain't learned nothing. You haven't learned nothing in the last 365 days. We're right back to where we were last year. Iowa State, opportunity to get to at least to have your, give yourself a chance to sneak in to the Big 12 championship game. What happens? Well, you stuck it up against, you shit the bed against Iowa State. Now that you let look bad doing it, especially on the defense side of the ball, in the snow, playing patty cake. That's not going to cut it. You're waiting. Look, you can't, as much as we want to sit here and win games on paper, apparently we can't do that. You got to go out there in the field. Like I've said all the time on this podcast, whether it's on this podcast or my other podcast, EG3 Show Pod, you got to go out there and do it. Nobody's not going to do it for you. You got to go out there. You got to want it. K-State, do you want it bad enough? Do you want it? Do you want this game? Because you ain't playing, you ain't getting no 18 tie playoff. No. We ain't getting that. So I don't know why we're even mentioning that. Not getting no chaos, obviously. We ain't getting that. So I don't know why we're thinking that. It's all about y'all. It's all about you guys right now. Can you take care of Cincinnati? That's what it's going to come down to Saturday night. I can go on and on, but I got to wrap this thing up. We're preaching to the K-State Nation here on this podcast here, folks. Here I am again. Y'all got me fired up for this one. Anyways, that's going to do on this preview pod. I didn't really talk about Cincinnati much other than their record and what they did last week, but hey, that doesn't matter. It's about Kansas State sport. Kansas State, this football team, wanting it more than Cincinnati. And the fact that it's senior night. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see. A Real Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, we get it, wherever. Podcasts are found, we're free and available daily. Man, I'm fired up now. We're free and available daily. Whenever I get to listen, whenever I have a chance to get a chance to record content for this podcast, you like what you're hearing, if you're fired up for more content, please make sure you do like and subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get. Listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. That is going to wrap things up on this preview pod of the Pearl Project Podcast before I ramble on anymore. Of this Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Cincinnati comes to the Bell Saturday night, 7 p.m. on ESPN2 with K-State. Find the answers. Find out on ESPN2. This has been another edition of Pearl Project Podcast with Cats.